This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Avram Avinu performing the greatest act anyone ever achieved. He's taking his son Yitzchak to the Akedah. Yitzchak realizes there's something unusual taking place. Perek Chaf Beis Pasuk Zayin. Vayomer Yitzchak El Avraham Aviv. Yitzchak says to Avraham his father. Vayomer, he says, Avi, Dad. Vayomer Hineni Bini. And Avraham responds, Hineni Bini. Hineni? What does the word Hineni mean? And haven't we seen that word before? That word appeared in the very first pasuk of the story of the Akedah. Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Aleph. Vayihi achar hadvarim ha'ela. And it was after these matters. V'ho Elohim nisas Avraham. God tested Avraham. Vayomer elav Avraham. He said, Avraham! Vayomer Hineni. And Avraham says to the Almighty, Hineni, behold, here I am. Says Rashi, Kach hi ani yasam shel chasidim. This is the response of the righteous. Lashon anavahu, a lashon, an expression of humility. The lashon zimon, and a lashon of being prepared to do the bidding of Hashem. So hineni is an expression of humility, an expression of being prepared. Now I can understand why Avraham would use that word when addressing the Almighty. He's standing, he's addressing the King of the universe, the Creator. Of course he's going to speak with humility, with an expression of being prepared. But why would Avraham use the exact same expression that he used when speaking to the Almighty, speaking to his son Yitzchak? Avraham is speaking to Yitzchak with humility, with an expression of being prepared. Says Hagoyin HaTzadik, Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, one of the great Mikubalim today, one of the great Mashpiim today. He says that he has a lot of experience dealing with teenagers, young men and women who are being challenged, who they have perhaps began to leave the fold. And in almost all cases, says Ram Gamliel, the main cause of this phenomenon is the child feels that he's not valued and loved by the parent. Says Ram Gamliel Bit Rabinovich, from this expression of Avraham, of saying Hineni to Yitzchak, from here we learn that just like one has to be humbled before the Creator, one has to speak to their children with humility as well. Says Ram Gamliel, in all probability, the reason why Avraham was successful in raising a great tzaddik like Yitzchak is because of the kavod and the love and the humility with which Avraham spoke to Yitzchak. Says Ram Gamliel, we learn this astounding lesson, that with the same humility that you speak to the Creator of the universe, one speaks to their children. Says Ram Gamliel, what we ask our children to do today, what we ask our young men and women to do today, to give up the allure of the street, the allure of the outside world, the pleasures of Olam Hazeh, is nothing short of an akedah. It's a sacrifice. He says, perhaps it's even a greater challenge than the akedah. And the same way, the only way Avraham was able to prepare Yitzchak for such a challenge is by speaking to him, b'derech kavod, with dignity, with respect, with humility, hineni. If we want our children to pass the challenge of our generation, then it behooves us to speak to them in the same way. That is the great lesson that we learn from the way Avraham spoke to Yitzchak. Wishing everyone bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.